Scott Vega and Chris Langford will be offering their reviews of the latest movie releases in a new regular column for Cambridge Today. The friends host the Cambridge-based podcast How Do You Like That Movie? A show that is full of hot takes on current blockbusters, indie darlings and classics. Scott brings his passion for cinema to the mic and screen, alongside his co-host and an array of guests. A devoted family man, he balances his love for movies with his career as a local insurance salesman. Chris is an award-winning local filmmaker and a programmer for multiple film festivals. He's the type of guy that says he watches films, not movies. Here's their review of Wolfman, currently in theaters. Scott's review: if you're looking for something to watch in theaters, Wolfman won't disappoint. It serves as a spiritual successor to the Universal monster movies of the 1930s, capturing the essence of what made those classics so effective. Much like those films, the true horror lies in how deeply you care for the characters caught in terrifying situations. Christopher Abbott delivers a fantastic performance, drawing you into his character's struggle and making you truly feel for him. Julia Garner also delivers a strong and memorable performance, adding emotional depth to the film. The cinematography by Stefan Duccio is breathtaking, immersing you in a world filled with hauntingly beautiful imagery. There are moments so visually striking that they linger in your mind long after the credits roll. Duccio's work elevates the film, creating an atmosphere that feels both grand and intimate at the same time. While Wolfman follows a familiar formula, with the story's direction becoming clear early on, especially if you've seen the trailer, Lee Whannell expertly crafts a tense and engaging journey. What the film may lack in traditional jump scares, it makes up for by delivering a suspenseful, claustrophobic experience that keeps you on edge. Whannell's direction ensures that every moment builds toward an inevitable and satisfying conclusion. In closing, Whannell is now 2 for 2 in bringing these classic monsters into the present day and making them relevant once more. I give this movie 3.5 out of 5 stars. Chris, take the recent Blumhouse film Wolfman has no bark and no bite. The film stars Christopher Abbott, Julia Garner and Matilda Firth, who can't seem to make anything interesting out of a poorly written and executed script. Abbott overacts or delivers his lines in a manner not suited for the scene. Garner's character, Charlotte, often says nothing at all, even while the most horrible things are playing out, like her husband turning into a werewolf. And Ginger, Firth, the daughter, is annoying from the jump. The film is only 1 hour 43 minutes long yet feels like it's never going to end. The only saving grace is some gory body horror and great wolf prosthetics. Wolfman is directed by Lee Whannell, Invisible Man, Insidious, Chapter 3, who also wrote the screenplay with his wife Corbett Tuck. This is her first writing credit. Maybe we shouldn't be surprised that the writer, most associated with the Saw franchise and Insidious, wasn't able to write a decent character-driven script. Don't waste your money seeing this kibble in the theater, or you will be howling for a refund. For a deeper dive into this film and others, check Scott and Chris out at howdoyoulikethatmovie.com, on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts.